So basically what we're asking for is a 6-month experiment. No, we don't have to call each other every day for 6 months. It's not that hard.
Damn, I like some of these people.
A 6-month experiment where we get your permission to run your geographic location anywhere from 1 time to 5 times a day with a specific, let's call it treatment or session using the quantum biofeedbacks.
One of the functions of them, by the way, is clearing the interference from dimensions 4 through 10. That's one of the very specific things that we want to do.
And so we've been shown a very specific protocol to run in the locations that currently the technologies are housed. This feels like it's creating space, not just for you, but for the instruments to do more of their work. So that's the first request. And if you're in, then there's more. The second request will be to consciously join a closed Telegram group for the technology owners. And here's why. The one thing we keep forgetting is the power of conscious choice in sending love. It doesn't mean I'm asking you to go into that group and describe your dirty laundry. In fact, I would prefer you did not. The point of that group is to remind each other when we're sending love. So it could be you're a meditator, and in the morning you get up and you sit with your Miracle Eye Cube or whatever instrument, and you take a moment to put into that chat box, I'm sending love this morning. And whoever else happens to be online just tunes in and does the same. Or we acknowledge each other.
With a little emoticon, a happy face, very powerful
thumbs up
connector.
Now, thumbs if it's up. At 7:30 in the morning, Joan, I'm not going to be high-fiving you. However, some of you are morning birds. So that's the second request. Because in the challenges that we've been running in the last 3 months and now into the fourth, the messaging has been that when we consciously, even with a high five and an emoji, are connecting into the grid and sending love, we're amplifying the field. But there's something about that conscious connection. Now, it doesn't have to be every minute of every day, and we all have lives, right? Once a day, once a week, whatever that is. So that's the second ask of this experiment. The third is, as part of that offering, we will ask your permission once a month to, in addition having your location being cleared 1 to 5 times a day, we will use the blaster.
God, somebody come up with a better name.
When you have a better name, we're in. Right now, we're going to call it the love amplifier or the love blaster. We've been farting around, but it literally is an intuitive decision that if you're comfortable leaving on our end, that once a month, we will nuke your space.
No, don't use that word.
Oh, come on. Nuke with love.
Bomb.
To create more expansion. See, what we're seeing in the moment is, as love expands, there tends to be resistance. And the instruments and you are looking for more space to be love. And so in some of the experiments that we've been running in the background, there are individuals that noticed a drastic change the next day.
Actually, my daughter, Cass, was that little story. She's living in Victoria. And she's known the energy's been off in the house. And a shaman friend notices it as well. And while he was there, he smudged it, and that didn't make any difference. I just couldn't seem to get rid of a density. We tried lots of things, but then one night I said, can I blast it? And she gave me permission. And in the morning, when she woke up, she knew immediately that something had changed. She said, I could feel my consciousness go almost infinity out from where I am, as compared to feeling restricted. And I mean, oh my God, to me, oh my God, OMG, if we can provide that to some experience, that type of experience to people, how much more love are we able to connect into the grid of consciousness? And how much clearer can we get the grid of connection between all the technologies, the scalar energy field? So it's just a little bit of a, makes you want to think.
Yeah, so to augment that, of course, if you choose to be part of this, then we would just have a list of everybody participating and intuitively tune in as to whose space we're going to blast now and then. But we'll also message you when we're doing that, more because we want your feedback. We want your awareness, your heightened whatever, because most of you are pretty spidey sensey in your own
in
right.
This group, oh, yeah.
Right, your feedback on what you're observing when your space is being nuked. I really like nuked, but that's okay. So there's the other request. And then the last request, although not required, would be we are going to consciously 15, 20 minutes once a month for now, set a set time in our calendars. And if you can be at home, and or more consciously tuning the instruments to a specific frequency. Whether we choose to do that on Zoom or just remotely in the moment, we haven't decided, but a conscious connection as a group once a month at a certain time, certain day for the next 6 months to feed more love into the grid.
On demand, the protocol that we're going to use for clearing and bringing love into a space will be made available to everybody that's decided to participate in the experiment. So they can run it on their space whenever they want. So it won't be something that they have to wait. If they feel the space might benefit with a little less static in the moment and more love, then run it.
So it'll be like a protocol called Amplify Love, but you will also have the capacity to request a session on your location as often as you choose. So that's the ask. Now the exchange. In the moment, what we're asking for is a contribution of no less than, don't fall over, $25.
I don't think it's going to pay for the server for $25.
No. However, here's why we did it. One, a number of you have invested a lot of money over the years with us, and some of you truly can't afford. And so we wanted to make sure this experiment was accessible to all. Two, financial contribution is important. It is a commitment to love. And we deal in this three-dimensional reality, and money plays a role. Fourth, you get to choose. If you choose to contribute more, we will receive.
We learned that in the receiving challenge.
but we're leaving that open to empower you to decide what's right for you. Fourth, we do see, in all transparency, a future of crowdfunding to begin to ask for funds in the future, not required to fund these systems and these tools getting out into the world a lot more easily than they currently are. So in the background, we are building a platform and a foundation that we expect we will roll out in the next 3 to 6 months.
And we also see a potential, if this experience is positive, of using this type of service for larger communities, conscious communities. Using it for weekend retreats anywhere in the world, because of course you don't have to be here. There's some, we believe, some very, let's say, distributed groups that are focusing on love around the world. And as I've said many times, if you're in nature, in trees, and there's nobody around, you might not need anything. But if you choose to live in the cities, you know, sometimes the amount of shit that's coming at us from all the things that we live in can use a little extra loving support. So we think there's a possibility, hence where some of the crowdfunding may start be going to target communities and shelters, et cetera, et cetera.
So thank you for the excitement of I'm In. I've seen a few of those and we're grateful. What I thought I would do is just lay out in this chat box, you can save it, but we'll also send an email later. This is really the outline of what we just talked about. And this is what we're going to be moving forward with. If you're interested, you can email, text me, and I'll likely follow up to everybody who registered for this call, but certainly no pressure on our side. And we just wanted to open that door.
And some people actually have their spaces already. So just talk to us offline as to what tweaks we need to make.
Because there are some tweaks. We're going to be running different protocols and different numbers of days. Basically, the overarching.
So just so you know, Barb there and her stagnant image, although it looks smiley and beautiful as always, they were some of the very first IQ purchasers in Canada. I think, third in line? I think there's one in Moose Jaw, one in Red Deer, Olds, and then you guys. So they've been around for a couple of years, and they have two children raised in the field of many iCubes.
Yeah, so we're excited, Barb. We really are. I had a feeling you guys would be up for the ride because I'm really intrigued. So the overarching guidance, and then we'll open to questions and comments for sure, is that in general, the locations which have stabilizers, we're going to put on once a day automatically and then give you options
for on-demands
for more. And then, of course, the blaster once. I know, Navi, I saw that too. We'll have that conversation too. This is for the stagnant locations. We'll talk about the people who are nomadic in our world, because there's three of you turkeys right now.
Traveling,
which is wonderful. The second is for the harmonizer owners. On average, we're asking permission to clear your space 3 times a day automatically. And then, of course, as often as you choose. For anybody who owns an iCube, because they've been around longer.
Or orb.
Well, or an orb. It'll be 5 times a day automatically. And then additional on-demand requests for the next 6 months if you choose.
And Barb, just because you have a bunch of all of those doesn't mean you get a multiplication factor.
Oh my gosh, that's hilariously fun. Good question, because some of you own more than one. And of course, we can tune in with you, but that's the overarching guidance that we were given on Monday. Which then precipitated this call. The earth, the instruments, and each of us is looking to be able to step into love more strongly.
Now it's more so obvious. How did we miss that?
So that's the end of the formal part, the discussion, the sharing. If you've got questions, feel free to either like raise your hand, high five. Joan's got one, then Grace. We'll start queuing you up. We'll continue the recording if that's okay, so other people who may have the same questions can tune in. And then, of course, you're welcome to reach out to us afterwards.